Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Speak Clearly from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm the Director of Uncommon Knowledge, and to get the best from this download, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to relax nice and deeply, I'm just going to say a little about the benefits of speaking more clearly and how you can start improving the way you express yourself right away. We can all improve the way we speak, and the fact that you're listening to this means that you're aware there's definitely room for improvement in how you use your voice. Maybe you've noticed you've been speaking too quickly, or perhaps too quietly. Maybe it's only with certain people, or perhaps it's become a more general habit. As you're no doubt aware, when you speak clearly and confidently, with appropriate pace, volume, and tone, you convey a real sense of strength and charisma. But how do you learn to do this? You can dramatically improve the way you speak by focusing on three aspects. Firstly, you can develop how clearly you physically pronounce words to articulate words more clearly. Secondly, you can control the speed of your words, taking the time to express yourself calmly and clearly without gabbling or filling your speech with fillers like you know and basically or like. Thirdly, you can improve the variety of emotion and expression you put into your words so that your voice moves people and draws them in, inspiring them to listen. As you relax regularly to this download, you'll be given powerful suggestions for how to instinctively integrate improvements in all three of these areas into your natural way of expressing yourself. To complement this, it's good to set some time aside each day, even a couple of minutes, to practice speaking more richly and clearly. You can take a tongue twister, like she sells seashells on the seashore, and repeat it, slowly and very clearly, out loud, exaggerating the sounds as much as possible. You can try saying it in different ways, angrily, happily, sadly, slowly, very quickly, as a way of increasing your vocal flexibility. Of course, you don't want to speak in an exaggerated or over-emphatic way in daily life, but an exercise like this helps you stretch yourself to your vocal limits, and then you'll find your natural speaking voice develops a new, appropriate level of clarity and expressiveness. You can try many other tongue twisters like hot coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, and find other examples by searching on the internet for tongue twisters. You can also use lines from poetry, movies, even songs, and have fun seeing how clearly and in how many different ways you can say them. The more you do this every day, the more you'll find yourself speaking more clearly, feeling more controlled and confident, and letting a wonderful variety of richness and emotion fill your voice and captivate those listening to you. Now, as you prepare to relax very deeply, you can just close those eyes and begin to breathe comfortably and deeply. And begin to allow that body to relax and allow that mind to become comfortably absorbed in the experience of learning. To relax and listen to your inner voice for a change that can deeply transform how you express yourself in life. And you can just notice what it's like when you become deeply absorbed in a movie, in a conversation, in an activity you love. And when you're in that situation, you give it all your attention, and it feels good. Later on, to notice time has flown by, and all distractions recede into the background, and you just engage with what you're doing, and feel very good. And your ability to pay full attention like this, effortlessly, is something your unconscious mind is very familiar with. Because all the important things you've learned, from how to walk and talk, to how to read and write, how you made friends. When you are learning these things, you would pay full attention, totally absorbed in what you are doing. And here and now, that conscious mind is welcome with its wandering thoughts for a while. But as you begin to relax deeper, you can just become very curious about when you'll notice that state of deeper and deeper, that's it, absorption, begin now to direct your attention inside, and my voice will go with you as those facial muscles soften, shoulders sink, comfort flows through that body, and you begin to let go inside. That's it. And notice before you a mountain top above the clouds, sensing your feet on a path there, and seeing the expanse of view beneath you. And you can imagine, can you not, how much power is contained in a river of water, rapidly flowing down that mountain, a powerful force of nature, winding down the mountain, weaving its way beneath the sun, and the sound that water makes as it gathers momentum, growing from its beginnings as a stream into a torrent of flowing water, how it gathers depth in the fresh mountain air, and how the power of that river can be harnessed by building a very solid dam to contain and control the power of that water, and how that dam is so very sturdy and thick and strong, how it holds the water back until it is ready to be released in a controlled way focusing the power of the water to spin turbines to create enough power to light up whole neighborhoods, whole towns, and all this can happen through natural control and use of that powerful natural force. And when you were very young, you had to make sense of the world around you. You heard words like mama and dada, and you didn't know what they meant at first. And the big people around you made those words very clear to you. They would exaggerate the movement of their lips, of their tongues. They would vary the tone of their voice and talk to you in baby talk. And I wonder what it felt like to make the first ever bee sound as you put your lips together and went buh. Your first T, your first gaga, and how carefully you made those movements, discovering how your mouth and lips worked, delighting in the sounds coming out of you. How you could vary your voice, and how you experimented, imitating police sirens or animal sounds. And a big person would point at a cow or a picture and say, "What noise does a cow make? Or what noise does a dog make?" And how you giggled and laughed, because you naturally enjoy learning to communicate. And you had fun making different sounds. And as time went on, you mastered those sounds. They became second nature to you. An instinctive part of you that you can always draw on to express yourself. And there are times in life when everyone feels a little uncertain about what to say. And many people experience this most strongly when they're a teenager. And when a teacher asked you something you didn't know, or a parent asked you to explain yourself, and it sometimes just felt easier to mumble, "I don't know." And I don't know if you can imagine how that feels, but I do know if you had an inner dial in your mind that measured the clarity of your voice and the richness of your expressiveness, then that sense of being a mumbling teenager is when that dial is turned right down to the bottom. When your voice has been monotone, when you've ummed and ahed, and then as you reach out and turn that dial up, you can notice the sound of your voice becoming clearer as you stand taller and look people in the eye and hear the resonance of your voice. And that can feel very good. That delight in communicating. And right at the top of that dial is the most expressive and clear you are physically capable of being. Like an over-the-top actor on stage, enunciating every sound perfectly. And you can even exaggerate it. Turn that dial way up until it's as filled with emotion and crisp pronunciation as you can get. She sells seashells on the seashore. And you can just repeat that in your mind right now. She sells seashells on the seashore. And notice the precise movements in your mouth and lips as you do. And just as you can deliberately stretch your body to improve your everyday flexibility, so you can deliberately stretch your voice and your pronunciation. How much excitement can your voice convey? How much determination, how much strength, and even a line as simple as hot coffee in a proper copper coffee pot is something you can say in your mind now. And say it with absolute confidence and precision. Hot coffee in a proper copper coffee pot. Just mentally repeat that now, focusing on every single word in turn. You can repeat sentences like this out loud for a couple of minutes each day, like a daily stretch, so that as you turn that dial back down a little, from this extreme clarity you use to stretch yourself, to an appropriate level, for everyday confident expressiveness. You can notice it stays set higher than it used to be because you've begun to train your mind and body to feel comfortable about expressing yourself clearly. You can even imagine watching yourself in the not too distant future, expressing yourself in a very controlled, clear, charismatic way. How the words flow out like a force of nature channeled through a mighty dam and used to generate real power in your communication. You can just watch a mental movie right now of this future you communicating with someone or a group of people. and making an impression. Not just with what you're saying, but with how you're saying it. Bathing them in a voice that exudes confidence and clarity. And you can just notice how you stand, how your face looks, as you watch and listen to that movie right now. And you can integrate that as a future template for where you want to be moving towards. And I wonder, as you listen to this regularly, what the first differences are you'll notice in your speaking in the days and weeks ahead, and what differences others will notice as you bring these changes with you into waking consciousness right now. And feel very good as you do, because in a moment, you can prepare to become wide awake. That's it. By noticing the position of your body and the sensation of the surface that you're resting on. And you can just reorientate to this present moment and to your surroundings right now. And as you open up your eyes and come all the way out, you might like to enjoy a nice stretch. As you become more and more aware of any sounds around, feeling like waking up now in your own time, as I count backwards from 5 to 1, 5 and 4, and 3 and 2 and 1. Opening your eyes and welcome back. Good. Now we recommend that you listen to this download every day for a week until you start to notice the sorts of changes you're looking for in your clarity and confidence of speech. There are other associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Express Your Opinion, Public Speaking Confidence, and Be Funny. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you very much for listening, and the best of luck to you.